Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Webster. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Wills. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Wills. And now, play ball. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster fields it and throws to second for the out. Button moves to third. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Colavito moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Jensen steals third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to home to get Jensen. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keogh. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Keogh steals second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels is hit by the pitch. Button moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webster moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Button hits a pop-up towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Pete Daly. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams pinch hits for Ted Wills. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Ted Williams. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McLish. Avila moves to second. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Sammy White now catching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Held moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso is walked intentionally. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. Colavito tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster misplays the ball. That's an error on Webster. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-3 in the game. McLish bunts towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens throws the ball into Runnels, who tags Power, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brown scores. It's 4-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.